Three American aircraft carriers are sailing home from the Persian Gulf as the military role in Iraq shifts into peacekeeping mode. The Navy and Air Force are withdrawing forces from the region, but for soldiers and Marines in Iraq, any homecoming will have to wait, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
U.S. Marines may have left Baghdad, but they're not leaving Iraq. Some Marines are taking up new positions in cities south of the capital. Other Marines have just arrived in the north. A spokesman for U.S. Central Command says there's been no reduction in the total number of ground troops in Iraq. Asked about the Marines' movement last week, Brigadier General Vincent Brooks said their work in the country is not finished.
There's no moving off the battlefield unless there's a deliberate reason to consider it cleared and no longer needing a presence of coalition forces. That work is ongoing.
And for many U.S. ground troops, that work may keep on going for some time to come. Eric Schwartz of the Council on Foreign Relations directed a task force called Iraq the Day After. The task force concluded at least 75,000 ground troops would be needed after the war to meet the country's initial public security requirements.
This is something that we have learned from our experiences in peace operations throughout the decade of the 1990s. If people don't have a sense that they can go out of their homes and walk about, if aid deliverers can't move freely, then nothing else that we're planning to do on the reconstruction side is going to be very easy to do.
The U.S. official in charge of reconstruction, former General Jay Garner, told reporters in Baghdad yesterday his teams would stay as long as it takes, but that they would leave fairly rapidly. For his part, Schwartz is less certain of that rapid departure, and while eventually reconstruction teams could be supported by a civilian police force, Schwartz says for now they'll need military backup.
We should be prepared for a large-scale presence of peace stabilization forces for as long as several years. One would hope that those requirements would diminish quickly, but again, that's not something you can count on.
Of course, individual soldiers and Marines may come home from Iraq while others stay behind. Michael Vickers of the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments says in many cases, fresh troops may be sent to take their place.
At some point, I think some of those units that bore the brunt of the war will get to come home. But unlike air power, rather than a drawdown, we'll shift to more stability operations forces.
Even before the war began, policymakers were debating how many troops would be needed when it was over, and for how long. Army Chief of Staff Eric Shinseki predicted stabilization duties might take hundreds of thousands of troops. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz dismissed that forecast as wildly off the mark. Both dollars and public perception are at stake in how many troops stick around. Maintaining a force of 75,000 would cost the U.S. something like $17 billion a year. And Vickers says if the force is too large, it could alienate the Iraqi public.
The problem in a lot of areas of the world is they don't want you to leave. And in this part of the world, they may actually want you to leave.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said yesterday troops would stay in Iraq as long as necessary and not one day longer. He refused to be pinned down on how long that assignment might run.
It depends on how this thing ends. It depends on how rapidly this interim government evolves. There's so many variables, it's just not possible. We have no desire to be there for long periods. We simply don't.
That's almost certainly true for individual soldiers and Marines. But for now, the ground troops in Iraq will have to wait for their orders home. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.